Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1744, the topic is Q&A, and the title is How to Stay Motivated When Struggling with Exercise Technique. This topic in question actually came from our live monthly programming service. In that service, participants or subscribers, they get brand new programs every 4 weeks, and then they have a document they can ask any question they want 24/7. I go in there and I answer every question as personalized as I can, but also in a way in which everyone can benefit from the information. So it's kind of like a group learning experience, which I really love. So I wanted to share today's question and topic, share my answer, and then just kind of discuss the overall thoughts. So the person wrote, What mindset shift or perspective? Do you recommend in situations in which I'm unable to do a movement effectively? I try my best to watch the video tutorial beforehand, so all exercises that I write for the programs have video tutorials. So they do their best to watch the video tutorial beforehand to make sure that I am technical with the movement as much as possible and doing it to the best of my ability. But sometimes it can be physically difficult as the weight increases, or even doing it at light, reasonable weight. In the past, I feel like this is why I have stalled in my progress. I didn't go any further with workout programs because initially I would be amped up, but then when I didn't know how to do a movement, then I didn't have an internal response to the situation, and it reflected in hoping that it would work out and then eventually stopping. So they would realize, like, they would kind of wonder, am I doing this right? Is it even close enough to be worth doing? Am I wasting my time? So I might as well just stop. That's kind of the mindset they went through. They continued and wrote, one thing that has helped me was listening to podcast 679. By the way, you can find all of our podcasts, even the old ones, on our website. There's a podcast player on the website. Underneath the player is instructions on how to find older podcasts. So they've been listening to podcast 679, which is in the programming, and you were talking about how if we can't do a movement, that's actually a good thing. Because now that means that our current body can't do it, and that also means that our body has the ability to improve because it's currently not good enough. One thing I've done on my end is to remind myself of specific moments in my life in which I was embarrassed by others to fuel me as I'm in the gym. And I have saved it as a note in my phone as well as to be able to see it. Alongside with all this mentioned, what would you recommend? Or if there is something technical that I can emphasize to progress in moments like these so that I have a predetermined response. Thank you. So they want to be a little more prepared on how to manage those situations. So one thing that they brought up was feeling kind of embarrassed by others. And there's a component of that that I completely understand. Is if you're unfamiliar, not confident with what you're doing in the gym, you can struggle with what other people are thinking of you. Like, do you look like an idiot? You know, that kind of thing. We do have podcast 1702, which is a mindset podcast titled People Judge You Less Than You Think. And that's a really good podcast. People really, really, really don't think much of other people. I know that maybe sounds kind of weird, but what I mean by that is if people notice you doing something, they're just going to look once, make one mark, like one remark in their head, and then they're going to move on. They really are not going to sit there and think much about you. They're 99.9999999% of the time never going to say anything to you. I remember one time I was training a client, and this is, I think I was still a teenager. I was showing this guy, a bicep curl, a preacher bicep curl. So I was on a preacher bench, which has like your upper arms elevated a little bit. I was doing easy curl bar. And I don't know what in the world my muscles and my brain were doing. But I was looking at my client and I told him, okay, you want to come up and try to squeeze the bicep. As I brought the bar up, it came up way too fast and I smacked myself in the mouth with the bar. My lip immediately became puffy and started bleeding. And that was the first exercise I showed the client because he wanted to do an arm day. So I spent the entire rest of the time with a fumbly mumbly mouth and blood coming out. So I got a paper towel and was dabbing the blood out of my lip as I was training him for the remainder of the hour. I have done so many dumb things, golly, as a trainer, let alone as the person in the gym. I have done a ridiculous amount of stupid things. I'm not going to share all of them, but that's a pretty good one to start with. But even in those moments, like the client was like, are you okay? Like, holy crap, you know? And I was like, it's fine. Who knows what the hell? I said, but here, I want you to try this. Not the smack yourself in the face part, but try the bicep curl part. And then we just went about it. They had a really good workout. They loved it. They got their arms nice and sore. They learned some good things, and it worked out well. So I taught the whole time with a puffy, bleeding lip, but it didn't matter. They got the content they needed. They got the experience they wanted. It all went okay. So often, if you think you're going to look like a goofball, it's not as impactful or significant as you think. If you're worried others are judging you, they're going to think of you for half a second and they're going to move on. I remember my mom, whenever she started lifting at the high school gym, I had her over there and I was showing her some things. But the one time she was working out on her own, she sat backwards on the bench and the seat part she inclined because she thought that was like a headrest. And I went over and I just quietly said to her, I go, Mom, you have your head where people's butts go. Like, you want to spin that around. She goes, what? And I was like, yeah. I said, people put their butt there. Like, don't do that. So she was mortified. But she has since, you know, continued to come back. And she's done 10 powerlifting meets. She has 2 elite total. She's done 3 bodybuilding shows. So if she would have let that one experience stop her, if she had been so embarrassed, she never would have done the 10 powerlifting meets. She wouldn't have accomplished the 2 elite totals. By the way, less than 2% of competitive powerlifters achieve 1 elite total. She has 2 of them. She's done 3 bodybuilding shows. She has trained clients now for quite a few years. I mean, gosh, that's like 8-9 years. So she has made such a significant impact on so many people's lives, let alone in her own, all because she kept going. That one experience didn't shut her down. So I would definitely suggest that if somebody felt embarrassed and that like embarrassed of what they're doing in the gym, just try to work through it as much as you can. Practice some things maybe at home if you can, but don't let it stop you because there are so many good things on the other side. So many good things. So what I want to do is I want to read through a little bit of what I wrote to the client. I actually didn't write that part, so probably should have. But I wrote to the subscriber of the service. I said, I love these type of questions. Thank you. I love what you've done already with your mindset and being proactive against the negative feelings. So he, she has adopted this mindset already that if it changes me, if it challenges me, it changes me. And that's a great phrase to remember. If it challenges me, it changes me. So when you're struggling with learning a new exercise, if you're feeling frustrated, remember, if it challenges me, it changes me. Another mindset that they have adopted is the quote, I've succeeded before. So in reference to things that they previously found challenging in their life, or they felt unsure of at first, and then they succeeded. So maybe the first day on the job, don't really know what the hell you're doing. You kind of figure it out and it all works out, right? First day, if you go to college, first day of college, you don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe you go to the end and you still don't know, but you're usually more comfortable with it. There's been a lot of moments in your life that you started lacking confidence. You gained experience by just showing up every day. Show up, show up, show up. Repeat, repeat, repeat. You gained the experience. You feel confident, right? So remind yourself, I've succeeded before. I continued and I wrote, there's a lot to unpack in this concept, which I love. So I'll make a podcast to add what I write here. To this is the podcast, by the way. So a couple things I wrote down was mind-muscle connection. If the challenging movement is related to weak muscles or muscles that we don't have, like we can't feel well, we can't flex well, then it can take significant amount of time to build that mind-muscle connection, which would then allow you to better feel what's happening in the movement, to get better coordination for the movement, and then to get better confidence for the movement. So for example, often people have trouble with back exercises like rows and pull downs. They either feel it only in their arms or they just simply can't feel their back working at all. In those cases, typically we have to repeat the movement 4 weeks, 8 weeks, even 12 weeks. We might switch maybe hand position or something. We switch a little bit, but we don't get away from the movement. We want to stay in it. And that can help give your body time to develop that coordination. You can also add isometric holds. So if you want to learn how to feel your glutes in a squat, go to the bottom of a squat and sit there for 30 seconds. You're going to start to feel everything firing. You can feel yourself shift into your toes, shift back into your heels, maybe have weight in the middle of your foot. You can give your body a chance to feel what's happening. And that can help develop that mind-muscle connection as well, by just increasing the time under the tensional load for the muscle. So that's something I do sometimes with clients is isometric holds, but often it's just repeating the movement. Repeat, 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 stay in it, stay in it, stay in it. And what that does is when you have new movements that are related to weak muscles or uncoordinated muscles, if you just spend more time trying to feel out the movement. So if it's only been 2-3 workouts, that might not be enough time. You might have to stay in it weeks, you know, 4 up to 12 weeks, and it'll get better. As the muscle gets stronger, as you build more mind-muscle connection, as you build more coordination, it will, over time, become more confident and have a little better idea of what's happening. Another note that I wrote was to start at your feet. Something I've done when I was younger and have advised clients to do is to start with their feet. And what that means is when you're learning a new movement, when you're trying to analyze your technique, you want to start with a single body part or a single kind of positioning element. You want to just focus on that one element. So if I'm doing a squat or I'm doing a deadlift, I just want to start at my feet. What are my feet doing today? Forget the rest of it. Not to the point where you let it be complete crap, but don't worry if you can't feel everything else. Try to just focus on your feet. If you focus on that cue for a workout and another workout and another workout, all of a sudden you're like, okay, I got that one down. Let me pick the next cue or the next body part. So break it down and go piece by piece by piece. Don't try to learn the entire movement head to toe all in one go. Start at your feet. Another thing I wrote was to film yourself. How you feel doesn't always show in how you look. And that was a big one for me when I got into powerlifting. I would do a lift, and especially for me, it was squats. And I would feel that it was horrible and super hard. Like that I grinded my way up and the squat took 17 seconds. You know, it just felt like it took forever. And it was miserable the whole time. But then I would watch myself in a video, and it was like, oh, hey, that was smoother than I thought. That was faster than I thought. And I remember surprising myself. And I started to realize that although something felt hard, although I could feel myself kind of micromanaging my positions, it actually looked good on the external. I was often too critical in my head compared to how it looked. So by filming myself, I learned not to be so hard on myself. The last thing there was that I noted was programming balance. You want to balance your challenging movements and your confident movements. So I said, hopefully in our programming, the programming that I write, and any program that anyone follows, there's a mix of things you feel confident with and things that you feel challenged by. Remember, you have to have challenge because challenge changes you. So you want to focus on the progressions you're able to make in weight and in reps with the confident lifts. And then for the challenging lifts, your progressions might just be feeling better or feeling more confident with it from each week. Maybe you're not able to add reps. Maybe you're not able to add weight. Maybe you're just like, hey, I survived another week. Can I show up next week? That's the progression. So you might not be able to add weight or reps with movements that you're not confident with. And that's okay. And then in the movements you are confident with, try to push those progressions. So you know you're making progress if the confident lifts are still improving, even if the challenging lifts are not. And then the final note I wrote to them was, if they're open to it, they can film themselves and put a link in the group Q&A document that I would then review it for everyone else to learn from. They responded with all this, and they said, thank you so much, Rob. This is a really in-depth response. They wrote some other really nice things, which was really nice. And they said, I will film myself at the next workout that I'm going to do tomorrow. and we'll post that video on here. And they also commented that the film yourself section was exactly kind of what they were experience, what they wanted to experience, because the root of their concern is imagine doing all the work, but then getting nothing out of it. And that's going to be kind of the struggle for people, that if you don't feel connected with an exercise, you're going to wonder if everything you're doing is even worth it. It is. You know, if you're eating well, you're losing fat, you're building muscle based on the damage you're getting from all the other exercises, you are learning dedication, you're learning healthy life habits. If you're showing up at the gym and you're doing the rest of the workout, there's probably a couple movements, like we said, that you're feeling okay with and you are progressing. So even if there's one movement or a few movements that you don't really know what's happening and don't know if you're making any improvements, there's a lot of other good stuff happening around that. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as they say. If you have a movement or two that you just don't feel confident with, remember that there's so many more other things going on. You can also remind yourself that if it challenges me, it changes me. Remind yourself I've succeeded before. Remember that mind-to-muscle connection can take up to 12 weeks to be confident with, so give yourself more time. Remind yourself to start at your feet. Pick one body element or positional element at a time to work on. Film yourself, and then remember programming balance. In the movements that you're confident with, make progressions. The ones you're not so confident with, just try to get more confident with. See if you can feel a little better with it each week, even if the weight and the reps don't go up. Okay. Hopefully that was good. If you want to learn more about the live monthly programming service, we do have that on our website. With all of our programs now, I have a full free month example on all the programs. So that way people can see exactly what you're going to get with the service. And then every single month, every 4 weeks, we just update it with brand new exercises. So it always feels fresh and fun and new. If you want to check that out, again, it's on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Go to the live monthly programming tab, that page, read all about the service, check out some of the free programs. If you like it, sign up for it. Okay, awesome. Well, if you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know at my email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.